back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I cannot believe with these all these mandates and anti-mandates and this and that, bottom line on all of that with COVID. And we have to, as a nation, tell these people that you have the right not to get vaccinated, but you don't have the right to affect anybody else. You have the right to maybe carry a gun, but if that gun's going to end up in the hands of somebody else, you have no rights. So your rights are based on how it relates to our culture. You are not a sole island unto yourself. And if you choose rights, especially no mask, no vaccination, you can't enter our culture. You have to stay home. We cannot allow other people's rights to trample on our rights, and that's what's going on with a lot of us, including now we've got some Yahoo Republicans in Wisconsin, surprise, surprise, that think 18-year-olds should be able to carry guns to high school. These people have totally lost sanity. I don't believe we can even give them a voice anymore. They're like a bunch of children. They just... And we tolerate it. What amazes me, and I'm even talking about me, I tolerate. I called Voss, and I engaged with one of his interns. We had a good conversation. You know, no hollering, no screaming, no name calling. But, of course, Voss will never get back to me. We know that. And now Rebecca's showing up, and but, boy, are they hammering her with, what do they call her, the radical Rebecca. We can't tolerate this anymore in our state. And we keep talking about doing something. We got to do it, I mean, now. Not tomorrow, not the next day. But what do I mean? We got to start calling these people and just jamming their phone lines till they can, you know, till they're just sick of it. I can't believe with a straight face a guy like Robin Voss could even give an interview. I mean, how stupid does he think we are? Have a great day. Sorry I'm a little bit uptight, but just listening to these people drives me out of it. You're doing a
thanks
good job.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, you know, you hit one of the core political philosophical issues of all time, and that is with rights come responsibilities. You don't have unlimited rights. You have responsibilities, and what are some of your responsibilities? With COVID, if you don't get vaccinated, and you won't wear a mask, and you're very militant about that, and want to mingle with other people, number one, you can communicate it. It's a communicable disease to other people with impaired immune systems. Even if they're vaccinated, you know, you have these breakout infections. But number two, you are giving the virus a playing field to mutate. If we had 99% people vaccinated, that 1% who weren't is not a big enough field statistically for the virus to mutate in a bad way. That's herd immunity. But if only 60 or 70% of us are vaccinated and 30 to 40% of us are not, which is the case right now, that is a playing field for mutation. And remember something, the virus doesn't have a brain. The virus doesn't do this on purpose. It's simply a matter of natural selection, evolution, and it happens at a very quick level. And so what happened was the Delta variant came along and it displaced the previous one. Then Omicron came along and displaced the Delta variant. There's now a new one. It has different names and it has a letter and a number. And it's in countries in the world, they say there's only 100 cases in Wisconsin. I mean, in the United States. Only 100 cases in the United States? Very soon, it will crowd out Omicron. And then the question is, do our vaccines work against it? The people who will not get vaccinated are a playing field for the mutation of a dangerous virus. The second thing, Bill, I want to say is this. People are tolerating this because COVID seems somewhat invisible, somewhat flu-like. Yeah, people die, they go to the hospital and all that. But a lot of people either are not symptomatic or they have fevers and so forth, and then that's it. If this had been the plague, when your face sort of got gangrenous and your nose fell off and your ears fell off and you had sores all over your body and people would go unclean, unclean and throw stones at you, there were no vaccines back then in the 14th century. People would require at gunpoint that you be vaccinated. because their vanity would be offended because they don't want sores on their face. COVID doesn't give you sores on your face, and they don't care about people who die. So I have no sympathy with them. There was a case that just happened at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, one of the best in the country. Guy's up for a heart transplant. There's no kidding. And they say, we have to be vaccinated. He said, why? He said, because we only have 2-3 hearts and we have a lot of recipients and we're not going to give them to a guy who may die anyway. He said, I have my rights. They said, fine, you ain't getting your heart. This guy is so stubborn, he won't even get vaccinated to get a heart transplant. And they made the right thing. It's not discrimination. You have 2 or 3 hearts. They're hard to come by. You have 20 people who need them. And the ones that are vaccinated have a better chance of surviving. Why waste a heart? This stuff is going on right now. And it is being fomented by the Republican Party and the leadership, which is actually, that's about as sad and disgusting a thing as I can see. And you're right. One of these gun bills that they're proposing in terms of rights and responsibilities, do you want an 18-year-old to go armed in high school, have a weapon in his car? You know how many more mass shootings there will be? This bullying, girl turns him down for the prom. Some other guy takes her to the prom. This guy's a loner. You do not want guns on school grounds with 18-year-olds or with anybody. Period, end of story. The Republican Party is a fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party. They have a handful of decent people, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and a few others, and that is it. This party is swirling our country closer and closer to fascism. All falls apart, the center will not hold. It's a great poem, read it. Okay, that is my view on that. Thank you for calling in. By the way, a little piece of good news. Nancy Pelosi just announced yesterday that she is running for re-election for her congressional seat in San Francisco in November of 22. Why is that good news and what's really going on? Let me dig under it briefly before the end of the show. You might say, well, she said that she wasn't going to stay on as speaker after this year. She should retire. Well, if she retires right now, Jim Cooper of Tennessee just announced he's retiring. Some of the 20-some-odd Democrats are not running again, including Ron Kind. That would make the party look in peril and leaderless. It's extremely important that the leader runs for re-election. And, of course, she'll win. Now, does she stay on as speaker? That's a separate question. Some people are theorizing that what's happening is she'll show leadership, get reelected, hold the seat, which would go Democratic anyway, but hold the visible appearance of the leadership, and then work with a successor to transition it to someone else, and even possibly then resign her seat and have a special election the following year, maintaining leadership and the appearance of leadership. That is possible. I don't know if that is going to be the case, but it's just very, very good news. I hope she does run for re-election. I hope she serves out her full term. And frankly, I think she's a very good speaker. And if they have somebody, some young pup, some young Turk, who looks like he can do the job, great. I'm not seeing it right now. It will come to pass at some point. But there you have it. Nancy Pelosi will run for re-election, fortunately. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Great call-ins, as always. Stand by for some great programming. You're going to go right away with Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, Earl Ingram, evening program, weekend programming. Matt Flynn Direct will be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.